It's a great day to be alive. Wonderful things are getting ready to happen, and it's not going to be somewhere down the road. It's going to be now, like as in right away. I want to talk to you this morning about obedience and the power of God, how they are connected. I wrote a book in 1998, it was published, called I Saw Satan Fall Like Lightning. And on the cover of the book, the publisher wrote that it was a divine revelation of how to take new authority over the devil. Somebody might be saying, I wish you'd give me some new authority now. That's exactly what I'm going to talk to you about.
Yes.
What would new authority mean? Apparently, that which is new to you or to me, because it's certainly not new to God. And he has not given it recently. God hasn't given his authority to his people recently. Actually, he gave it to his disciples in Luke chapter 10. And that was really the crux of that book, Luke 10, 18. And he said to them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. And behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now, there is that authority that he's given is not new. It's as old as the disciples when they were there. But there is something that is new today that must be grappled with, and that is that Satan has launched a new offensive.
Yes, he has.
He's coming now to enslave, and he's done a great job through drug addiction, pornography, all of the pernicious and perverse ways that he's come to deceive and destroy lives, infiltrated the government and the schools and the churches with his wicked schemes. It's a new offensive, and he's getting better at it than he's ever been before. And along with that, I see something else that's new. There's a powerlessness of many to resist because his deceptions are so strong. I see people that at one time were going after God and the things of the Spirit that have been captured and dragged away, even laughing and rejoicing because of the strong deception, now going after just the same things that the world wants. That means that there's been a new offensive by the enemy. And to the extent that he's dragged people into that, he has won. Now it's time for God to raise up a new authority over that new offensive. Jesus warned that the devil would deceive even the very elect if it were possible. That there's going to come great deception in the last days. So let me say that it's time again for a revelation of new authority over the devil, because the devil has intensified his warfare in both the church and the world. And there's got to be a deliverance. One of the greatest deceptions is you don't need to go to church. He's got religious people saying it, quote, religious people saying it. You don't need to go. You know, the church is the body of Christ. No, you need to be the body of Christ. It's not so much about going to church. But unless you're a part of a local assembly, which we've all been called to be, then how are we going to agree together and have that great empowerment that's going to come to defeat the devil? What God had shown me when I wrote the book had its beginning in an understanding of what Jesus was giving the disciples in Luke 10:19. When he said, I give you power, this is the way in the King James it says, I give you power over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means harm you. In the Greek, it literally says, I give you authority over all the power of the enemy. There's a tremendous difference in those two words. And in the book, I describe how I experienced that authority is greater than power. Because Jesus said, I give you authority, Greek word exousia, I give you authority over all the dunamis, that's power, of the enemy. So the enemy, he's acknowledging, has the power. He has power. Oh, don't say the devil doesn't have any power. Certainly he does. He can do all kinds of things. My goodness, he's dragged all these people into his little darkness that I just told you about. Yes, he's a seducer. He's an accuser. He does things by stealth and deception. But the Lord said, I've given you authority over that power. I have given you authority over that power. Now, here's how I experienced that. I was driving home one day, and I was driving. At that time, I had a gold Honda. And as I was driving through the park, I thought I was happy. And then I saw these blue lights. Thing was, I should have been watching the, start to say thermometer. I should have been watching the speedometer instead of being so happy. And so because of his blue light and his badge, I pulled over. And so he had a little talk with a nice little lady. I was hoping he would think I was. And so he told me, we don't want anybody getting hurt around here. And I said, no, and I don't want to hurt anybody either. And he said, well, you're doing such and such and a such and such. I think it was 15-mile zone. I don't even know if tires will really even go around at 15. But anyway, I said, because my mama didn't raise any dumb girls, I said, oh, officer, you have done me a favor today. And I appreciate this. I'm very sorry. Well, he said, I don't want to ruin your day, so you go ahead. Now, here's the thing. I was driving on, and the Lord began to talk to me about that. He said, why didn't you just, your car's a lot faster than his little square box. Why didn't you just outrun him? Didn't you have more power under your hood than he did? And I said, that's a thought. But here's this thing. He's got these buddies up the road. If he can't catch me, he just radios them and they feel the same way about it he does. And so, and then if I take off and I do this again and they tell this other cop a little further up the road, then what's going to happen? You know, after a while, they've got a nice little cell waiting for me. One way or another, authority is going to lay hold on power and make it do what it says. And that's what God gave us over Satan's power. He gave the authority to us. The King James Version translates, I give you power over all the power. But in Greek it says, I give you authority over all the power of the enemy. You know, Satan himself has power, and God didn't take his power away. Rather than taking away Satan's power, he gave you authority over Satan's power. Jesus said here in Luke 10:19, I give you. First he said, all authority has been given to me. And I'm giving it to you. So he gave it to me. And he gave you authority over the power. Authority is the ultimate control over power. Authority is the ultimate control over power. And some people think they want more power today, but what you really want is authority. You know, an atomic bomb can destroy a city, but there's a man who has authority to say whether or not that power will be used and push that little button like they did in Hawaii recently. Telling people to take cover. They did. They jumped in manholes. They did exactly what he said to do. Thank goodness it was a false alarm. But there are people who have the authority. And Jesus has given you the authority over all the power of the enemy. So we don't We don't try to fight bombs. We position ourselves to mitigate or disable authority that would be used wrongly. We try our best to keep those bombs from ever being released. We have to understand that if we endeavor to fight power with power, it just takes away our spiritual strength. Because that's not the way to win. But he has given to us, and he calls it a new authority. I don't really believe there's a new authority, but I believe there's a new experience that God is holding out to us of truly walking in the authority provided for us by what he did on the cross in destroying Satan's power over us. We may have ended up with some strange ideas as to where we get authority. That's one reason people don't have authority. They have weird ideas about where they're going to get it. Some people think they'll get authority because somebody gives them a degree. Well, rot's a ruck on that one. many years ago, I used to laugh, and Dr. Cottle didn't like that, you know, in the college that I taught for. But he used to say, I used to say to him, you know, all of my friends are doctors, Dr. Cornwall, Dr. Pickett, and I'm not even a nurse. He didn't like for me to make fun of these little degrees, but I tell you what, I don't have an ounce more authority. No matter, I think I got 1, 2, 3 degrees. I didn't get any more authority with any degree I got. Don't think you'll ever get, oh, you'll only get it with people who don't need anything. Because if people need something, they need you to have authority over the devil. Somehow people have the strange idea that it comes by speaking in a loud voice. Out! In Jesus' name! All right. Okay. We don't have any record that Jesus went around doing a lot of yelling. We do say that he spoke. He just simply spoke. In fact, lots of times he didn't even bother to speak. And as if he'd just be walking by and some demon would cry, "Why have you come to torment us?" How darkness responds to you is how much authority you have. So, some people, we don't find Jesus actually doing any of that. But you either have it or you can't hype it up. Hype is just excitement. By the way, it doesn't heal anybody. Excitement doesn't heal. Hype doesn't deliver. Go ahead and have fun if it turns you on, but it's not going to get people healed. Because Jesus is the healer. We are not the healer. He's given us authority for healing in his name. It's true that we should take authority over devils and disease by speaking and declaring God's word. But when those words are spoken, it should bring a change. And if that is not happening, we need to find out how to get more authority. Everybody say more authority.
More authority.
Right? You can have authority and you can have more authority, right?
Amen.
In Matthew 4, verse 7. Well, let me ask you this question. If we understand how we can actually get authority, I want to show you how the devil got authority. Again, Matthew 7, verse 8. The devil taketh Jesus up into an exceeding high mountain and shows him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto them, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. How was Satan able to try to tempt Jesus with the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them? How could that even have been a temptation? Well, remember that God gave Adam dominion over the earth, over the fish and over the oceans and every living thing, and he gave them dominion over all that was in the earth. But he lost that dominion through disobedience. Everybody say disobedience. And you know, we don't find that the devil was out having parties and getting people on drugs and doing all kinds of bad sins. His deal was disobedience and rebellion. So disobedience and rebellion are huge to God. But we don't even realize it, as day by day we may be walking in a way of rebellion or disobedience. But he lost that dominion through disobedience. But Jesus, whom the scripture calls the last Adam, took the dominion back and restored back to man what God had given Adam before the fall. So where the devil got his authority to do all things he does in the earth, Adam gave it to him. Adam gave it to him. Man gave it to him. And men are still giving it to him by not receiving Jesus. The way to have authority in God is through obedience. When you obey God, then God entrusts you with authority. And you are the ones that he chooses to carry authority. He's not going to give authority to those that will use it abusively like Lucifer did. When you're led by the Spirit and you're walking in the will of God according to the Word of God, you're in the place of true authority. I'll say it again. When you are led by the Spirit and you're walking in the will of God according to the Word of God, you're in the place of true authority. And so if you really, really, really want more authority, then get up next to God and stay there. Amen. And find what it is to have a relationship with Jesus. And keep that relationship strong. And listen to what his heartbeat is. And be glad of whatever your part is in what he's doing. And say to him, whatever you want me to do, the answer is yes. That's what it is to be obedient. And that's where the place of authority is strong. Obedience is a big deal. Jesus repeatedly said in the Gospels that he had come in the authority of his Father and that he only did what he saw the Father doing. Any of you all ever do things that you think God might not do? Jesus only did what he saw the Father doing. And he only reached out to try to minister in the way that the Father showed him to minister. He took those steps. We will not walk in his authority until we become people who find out what God is doing and do it with him. You know, I'm really helping you a lot today. I don't know how to say this. But because the Lord really did reveal those things to me back however many years ago that is. That book, by the way, really, Charisma Creation House published that book. And it really did quite well, but it has not been reprinted, I'm sorry to say, so that you could get a hold of it. You can get a hold of a copy of Kingdom Principles, which is also out of print. It's the first book I ever wrote. And you can get a copy of that online now through Amazon for $37. But we're going to give you one free when you come to the new members class. I just couldn't resist. Now I want to say this again. We will not walk in the authority, in his authority, until we become people who find out what God is doing and do it with him. He will never let you use his authority to do your will. That's right. If you could, it would be witchcraft. In Hebrews 5:8 it says, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things he suffered. Jesus learned obedience. So I've been saying to the Lord, teach me obedience. Lord, let me learn obedience. Jesus learned obedience. It's a walk we enter into, making choices, always based on His will, not ours. The "I know I shouldn't do this, but" days are over if we want authority. There's a lot of things you can get by with if you don't care about having authority. An obedient life says to God, "Whatever you ask me to do, the answer is yes." I've heard people say, "Well, one thing I'm not going to do is this." I've done that before and I'm tired of it and I'm not going to do that. Whoops. Or they may say, "I may do that, but I won't do this." Simply speaking of their choices or preferences, Jesus said our lives are not our own. We've been bought with a price. I said, "Lord, you know, we sold our house and we gave the equity of it along with some other families to make the down payment on this property so this church could be built." And then the Lord blessed us so that we could build another house. Now, I wonder how the Lord would like it if I said, "Well, I did that. And don't ask me to do that anymore. Because I'm not as young as I used to be." No. I say, "Bring on the tent if you want me to live in it. And I'll find out where the best space heaters are and we'll go for it." Don't get hooked into what you think you have and you've done. And now you're not going to do it again. Yeah, no, you don't know when He'll want to recycle your life. That's what the potter does. He remakes the clay. He makes it into another vessel. That's how you get promoted. Let God deal with you all over again. I got some serious looks there. I don't think God's going to ask you to sell your house. I'm just using that as an example. We were on a trip one time with Judy and Tommy. We just loved this sign. Man had a really big sign out in his front yard. Now imagine, what kind of a person? How resolute is this man that he did this? And the big sign said, "Don't ask me to do mechanic work." I thought, well, let it be known we're here and evermore. I will not do mechanic work. And furthermore, don't ever think you can bother me by asking. Now, sometimes we make real deep vows. I'm not ever going to do that again. That's what happens to us sometimes in the process of developing a greater authority, is that we've got some vows. Personal vows. You know, God may just ask you to do something for the sole purpose of allowing you to prove your obedience to Him. Well, He's God. He could do that, couldn't He? Do you have some personal vows for your own protection that you've let God know He's not to tamper with? Selah. If you do, you may be denying yourself the spiritual authority that you so greatly desire, so that you can set captives free and be free yourself. You see, the enemy deceives you. And he tells you that you can just have everything your way and still have authority. No. It's built on obedience. That's really what it's made of. Philippians 2:5 says that Jesus humbled Himself and was obedient even to the death on the cross. Joan and I were just talking last night. What was it that Jesus suffered? I said he suffered even the death on the cross. And that's how He learned obedience. Well, He suffered rejection. He suffered hatred. He suffered people spitting on Him. Jesus. That's how He learned obedience, by the things He suffered. Whatever suffering might be in your category, if you'll give it to God and just keep your eyes on Him, and say, "Lord, whatever you have for me in this situation, I'm your person. I'm going to go forward with you." That's how you learn obedience. That's how Jesus learned it. But here's the other part. For this cause, God has highly exalted Him and given Him a name above every name. Now, you can't be growing in God while you're battling against something He's trying to speak to you about. Again, you can't be growing in God while you are battling against something He's trying to speak to you about. You think I don't have this problem just like you do. We all do. We all have these things we have to deal with. Hey, it's okay. I mean, God can handle it. Just tell Him it's not fair. It won't bother Him. But what it's all about is let Him deal with us. Let Him speak to us if we really want authority. I'm sorry for those of you who thought I was going to show you some rah-rah way to get more authority. Like yell and scream the Psalms 20 times a day or something like that. I'm sorry. I wish I could just tell you that, and I would. Or the other choice is I could tell you nothing and you could keep the authority you have. Which do you choose? Okay. I was going to anyway. The closer you get to God, the easier it is to be obedient to Him. And the more authority you receive from this relationship. Get close to God. Stay in the light. That's where the authority comes from. 1 John 1, 5 and 6 says this. This then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you that God is light. And in Him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. The more closely you walk with God, the more you walk in the light. Because He's the source of all light. And when you begin to walk away from the light, you begin to lose the authority. Does that make sense? The authority comes from the light. God is light. There's no darkness in Him. So any amount of darkness that you allow into your life will hinder the strength of your authority. He alone is the source of power. And if you walk away from Him, you will lessen your authority. Satan was cast out of the presence of God. And I'm finishing right here. Satan was cast out of the presence of God and into darkness. Wasn't he? Disobedience always takes you into darkness and away from God. Scripture talks about even categories of darkness. There's deep darkness. And yes, gross darkness. And then there's outer darkness. Wherever that is, you don't ever want to find out. Scripture talks about this. When we walk away from God through disobedience, we measure our walk into realms of darkness. What we do not understand is that many of our problems simply come from disobedience. And when we walk in obedience, we are protected from the issues where Satan can take advantage. Isn't that a marvelous thought? Now, sometimes people might have the idea, well, you know, if I repent of things, then if I will do things right, then God will hear and answer my prayers and I can get healing or whatever it is. But, thank you. But the fact of the matter is that God has the expectation that we will be walking in the light. And so what happens is when you repent of your sin, you get back in the light. This is very important. And that's why you get victory over disease. And that's why you return to your authority and get more authority. When you repent of your sin, when you forgive someone, you get back in the light. Then you're walking in the light as He is in the light. You're in the place of authority. And you have authority over that disease that has come in through disobedience or some opening. Some way that the enemy was able to trick you into something where you walked into the darkness to some degree. Because devils and diseases and darkness all start with D. And it's all the same dumb stuff. Oh, you guys are great. Isn't it a great day to learn something new about authority? Let's stand together. I appreciate you all getting out and not being too afraid to give it a try to get here today. And I'm sorry for those who weren't able to experience the neat things that God let us experience today. but we have wonderful days ahead, and I am very excited about what God's getting ready to do. In fact, the whole nation and the churches, there's going to be a brand new, fresh experience of signs and wonders and miracles, and we're going to come into a fresh, new authority. And this prophetic word that God is going to cause His Son, the name of His Son, to be lifted high. The days of maligning God are coming to an end. Sometimes people actually make fun of people like you and me that believe in prayer. But I'm going to tell you something. When havoc comes to their home, they'll search out some of us silly old consistent prayers who just spend our time getting in the presence of God where we can have authority because they want somebody that can get an answer prayer. Now, that's what's getting ready to happen. Jesus' name is going to be exalted because when people really have needs, they're going to come to the people who pray and the people that have spiritual authority. And I want us to be among those people. Jimmy, if you guys want to lead us and let us